Hey, everybody, I got a new one to talk about here that I'm pretty excited about. This is a very interesting reposado for me because look how dark that thing is. And you would think, oh my gosh, that's really dark. What did they put in there? And with this Nueve Ono Repo Deep, it's not about what they put in it. It's about how the barrel influenced it. These guys use multiple barrel types to make this tequila. French oak barrels, wine casks, and also Hungarian oak barrels. And their whole thought process here was, let's really influence the agave with some wood. Now, this is a great tequila going in. This tequila is coming out of NAM 1426. It's in the valleys, all valley agaves. They're using a stone oven for cooking. They're using a roller mill for crushing. Stainless steel fermentation with no fibers, of course. And fermenting in a stainless steel pot. So let's give this one a shot. These guys are an additive-free company, and they've been making tequila for a long time the way tequila is supposed to be made. I do have a great video with the brand manager, Alex Becca, and he really talks about everything that they do, not only in this Repo Deep, but everything that they do in their distillery and how they focus on making their tequila. I'll put a link right here. So let's check this one out. Now, if you first looked at this, you would think Añejo, not Repo, right? Because it's so dark. And when you first smell it, to me, I go Añejo. But I do get a lot of cooked agave. I get a nice barrel note, that musty barrel smell. But what's different than your normal Reposado or even an Añejo is instead of that oaky caramel smell that I get a wine smell, a real wine fruity blast. Almost like a dried fruit. So you get this cooked agave and this dried fruit smell. And I actually pick up a little pepper on the nose as well. The agave and the barrel note that comes together. And then the caramel and the vanilla flavors that really come out. But I also pick up like a dry wine flavor. So a fruitiness, almost a nuttiness, and a really nice dry finish. It almost makes all the liquid kind of disappear from your mouth. The agave and that barrel note and that caramel and vanilla that you get there covered in that wine and the dry fruitiness gives you some almost a nuttiness and almost a raisin-like smell to me. And in the taste, I get it too. This would be something that if I had somebody that was just a bourbon drinker and they wanted that barrel influence, that's something different than what you get in a whiskey barrel because the finish is so rounded and peppery and tingly and dry that it gives you such a great flavor without absolutely any burn going down. Little heat in the mouth and the finish, no heat in the front. The alcohol it's there, but it's very muted. You don't get a rush of alcohol. You get a rush of agave and fruit. This is really good. This one is a little harder to find due to the fact that they were pretty limited in the way they made them. They have an Añejo Deep that I haven't had, and I love their Blanco. So when you have a great Blanco, you're going to be able to make a great Repo with that. And they really, truly do make a great tequila. So check these guys out, Nueve Uno. And if you can find this Repo Deep that almost looks like an Añejo, definitely pick it up. It's not one that you're going to find everywhere. And they do have a nationwide coverage for where you can find their tequila, but the Repo Deep's the one that's going to be hard to find. If you get a chance, click on the video and watch Alec Becca explain the brand and the brand history and how they make their tequila. I'll make it show up over here or over here. I forget where, but check it out. And thanks for tuning into my reviews and my videos. If there's something that you'd like to see me do, put it in the comments. And if you're ever in the Indianapolis area and you have a tequila that you'd like to bring here and sit down at my bar and review it and taste it with me, just let me know. I'd love to have you over. Thanks for tuning in.